It's now time for a locker room chat with Centralia Boise basketball coach Nick Evans after a pair of non-league games from this past week, unfortunately both resulting in losses. Coach, we'll start off with your first game against Marysville from this past Monday, and this was a tough one. I mean, offensively, you guys were really unable to get into a rhythm. What were your overall thoughts on the game?
I think it had more to do with what Marysville brings to the table. They're the biggest team I've seen in that we've played, and they're athletic and fast. I mean, they look like grown men, you know, out there. They look like 25, 26-year-olds playing high school kids, you know. So I thought we did a decent job against them. It's a good game to, you know, look at something that you can get better at. And offensive rebounds, we gave up a lot of offensive rebounds. And after doing the stats, it really just came down. They got 20 more shots up than we did. And that really probably goes back to how many offensive rebounds that they got. So we could have done better offensive rebounding, but again, they have a great team. So it's not like we were playing a nobody.
And then after that, you guys followed up with a better game against St. Mary's last night, 55-48. In the loss, and this is a St. Mary's team that knocked Centralia out in the football playoffs, so certainly familiar with the Bears. And Keller Hurla, I mean, he was the big reason why they won that game, and he's a big reason why he won last night as well. 26 points, what was so dangerous about his game?
I've watched a lot of film on him, and it doesn't matter what you do to him. He's talented, and he's only get his 20, 25 every single game, no matter what kind of defense you throw at him. You got to guard him all the way to the spike line. I mean, he can shoot from there. He can drive. He's a big kid. He's got a quick first step. He's athletic. I thought we did a decent job on him. He got what he's been getting. So the key was the other Hurley kid, the sophomore. He's been throwing up 20, you know, every single night too. And we did a decent job on him. He had 14. And then you just got to hope that the other guys around them, they're not hitting, and they didn't hit at the rate that they usually do. But it's kind of getting to where high school boys basketball, I mean, all these teams like St. Mary's and Marysville, that you kind of got to play kind of like an NBA style defense where you're on an island by yourself because you can't help off, because if you do help off, they kick out because they got five guys that can drill it from three. So it's kind of getting that way where it's difficult to play defense. It's not impossible, but it's becoming difficult.
Yeah, on your guys' team, though, I mean, Paxton Bowers gave himself a nice day, 14 points. What made his game so good yesterday?
We opened them up, and they were, you know, their best defender was on Trenton, and Paxton just had a matchup that we liked. And so we spread him out a little bit and had some sets that got him to the ring. He's on our team, probably our best get to the rim guy. He can maneuver his way through a defense. He's a really good ball handler. It's tough to take it away from him. And then when he gets there, he doesn't look, I mean, he's a tall kid, but he doesn't look big, but he's springy and he's got a lot of strength in his legs. So, he could power through a lot of, arms and stuff like that. So, I'm proud. The last few games, I'm proud that we found some other things that other people can do to where it's not all Trenton. I mean, there for a minute, it was Trenton had to do this, this, this in order for us to, you know, win games or be competitive in these better games. So I'm glad Paxton, Brock Kramer did a good job. Reese tanking is coming on. Maverick, I mean, we're becoming where you got to guard everybody too, you know, like the teams that we've been playing. It's not just Trent.
All right, you guys got Valley Heights coming up on Friday. We'll be there for that one. You can catch the game right here on KMZA. Coach, best of luck against Mustangs coming up.
Thank you.
That was Centralia Boys and Basketball Coach Nick Evans here on Locker Room Shack, brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, and Winklin Oil Company.